Canto 7, Chapter 6. Prahlada instructs his Asura schoolmates. Sri Prahlada said, "Someone intelligent should, in this rarely obtained human birth, from early childhood on, practice the dharma of devotional service unto the Lord. This life, even though temporary, is ruled by that purpose. Because he is the most kind-hearted and beloved living being, the master of the soul, to approach the feet of Vishnu constitutes the path for the person to follow in this world. By divine ordinance, sensual happiness, or daichas, is available everywhere to all embodied beings, just as the unhappiness one runs into without having asked for it. There is no need to endeavor for that material happiness. One would only waste one's life because nothing is gained that way. The lotus feet of Mukunda, the Lord of Liberation, constitute the foundation for lasting peace and happiness. A mindful person, having a material life in a human body, should therefore, for as long as he is healthy and strong and not decrepit, go for the real benefit of Mukunda. Of the 100 years that he has for his life, a person in service of his senses spends half his time unproductively by being drowned in darkness, ignorantly passing the night with sleeping. In one's childhood, one is naive, and in one's teens, one plays, and thus 20 years pass, and it takes another 20 years in which one, having aged, cannot engage because of being physically incapacitated. The rest of your life you spend as a fool because you, in the grip of family matters, are bewildered by mighty desires that can never be satisfied. What person can free himself when he, attached to his household, being bound by the ropes of love, misses the control over his senses? How can someone who thinks that making money is more important than living in devotion and gratitude forsake that acquiring for which a merchant, thief, and public servant risks his dear life? How can one give it up to associate privately with and appreciate the words of one's loving, pleasing, and attractive wife? How can one refrain from one's love for the children with their cute prattle, to think of the sons and daughters one enshrined in one's heart, from one's brothers and sisters, and the care for one's needy parents? How can one be indifferent about household matters as nice furniture, a good income, pets, and rows of servants and maids? By giving priority to the interest of the tongue and the genitals, fostering all kinds of desires that can never be fulfilled, one is engaged like a silkworm that spins itself in its own cocoon. How can such a massive illusion be forsaken? Constantly plagued by the threefold misery of life, he does not regret the pleasures he derives from his family, but, being materially infatuated, the maintenance of his family shortens his lifespan without him ever understanding what the real purpose of life would be. That purpose he lost. With a mind set on wealth, he learned that it is wrong to cheat for the sake of money. Nevertheless, he, after having died, is tied to this material world. Without mastering his senses, he, as a family man, with his insatiable lusts, after all, was guilty of theft. Despite knowing this, O sons of Danu, someone who has to take care of his family does not find time for himself, as a consequence of which he, being estranged, gropes in the dark with a mine and thine conception of life like that of animals. Nobody will ever, wherever or whenever, with a poor fund of knowledge, be able to liberate himself. Because one, as a sexual plaything hankering after the gratification of one's lusts, by that attachment founds complete families, you, my Daitya friends, in this respect wishing liberation, have to keep yourselves far removed from seeking refuge with the demon of being addicted to sensual pleasures. One instead should approach Lord Narayana, the original Godhead, who, through the association of liberated souls, charts out the path of the liberation you seek. It is not hard to satisfy the infallible one, O Asura sons, because he has established himself everywhere in this world as the perfection of the self of all living beings. He is the one present within all beings, high and low, beginning with the simplest plant life up to Lord Brahma. Within the single elements and all their transformations, as also within the totality of the material energy, within the balanced state of the modes of nature, as also within their perturbation, he is the one and only transcendental original source that is the Supreme Lord, the Controller, who is free from decay himself. Considering the original position of his inner presence and his outward personal manifestations, he is both the pervaded that can be described and the undifferentiated, all-pervading supreme transcendence that defies description. He is the changeless and undivided one consciousness in the form of bliss and understanding. He is the supreme controller about whose unlimited opulence one is mistaken because he is hidden from view by the illusory energy that is ruled by the basic qualities of material nature. Be therefore merciful towards all living entities. When you, with a friendly attitude, give up the asura mentality of friends opposing enemies, you will satisfy the Lord beyond the senses. With him, the eternal and original one, being satisfied, nothing is out of one's reach. Why would those who are thus of service in this world that is ruled by the three basic qualities have to work for a sense of duty that follows automatically from this devotion? Why would we, having risen above the modes, be of desire when we are singing about his feet? The prescribed threefold of Dharma, Kama and Artha, the knowledge of the soul and of the three Vedas, of the logic, of law and order, and of the different professional identities, I all consider to be the surface truth of the lesson to be learned. But it is one's full surrender to the Supreme Friend that leads to the deeper realization of one's personal relationship with the Transcendental Person, one's Swarupa. This knowledge, free from material contamination, is most difficult to attain. It was explained to Narada by Lord Narayana, the Friend of all men, for the sake of all souls who are exclusively of surrender to him, the Supreme Lord. That understanding is possible for those who do not care anymore for material possessions and who bathed their bodies in the dust of the lotus feet. I received this spiritual knowledge concerning the Bhagavata Dharma of devotional service unto the Lord, together with its practical application, from Narada, who does not care about a material life and only has eyes for the Lord. The Daitya sons said, Prahlada, you and we have no other teachers but the two sons of Shukracharya. They are the schoolmasters for us children. But you, remaining in the palace, could have such a difficult to acquire association with a great soul like Narada. Please dispel the doubts we have about this, dear friend, so that we can believe you.